Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are both in the studio with me today. Guys, how are you?
Aloha.
Doing great.
So we got our full crew in the studio, and then connected via the web, we have Barry the Boater. We have Casey from the Tobacco Hut, the new improved location. How you doing, Casey?
Yeah. I'm doing great, Greg. How are you and the guys doing? Did you like those cigars?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did. CJ's looking at me like, yeah, those are pretty tasty. You remember those from a couple weeks ago?
Did we smoke those?
You don't even remember. They were so good. Had some of that wacky weed in there.
No.
No, it didn't?
So.
Oh, I'm just...
CJ probably turned his into blunts.
Yeah. No, he made these cool little Scuba Radio labels. And
I remember.
And as you can clearly hear, he's making some as he speaks right now. I mean, you hear the paper.
Do you roll them with your feet, Casey?
Is that what it is?
On the thighs of island women. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Okay,
that's what keeps it moist.
Papa likey. Okay, so we have him. Also, Captain Walt DeMartini is with us from the Gomez Hilton. Captain Walt, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Greg. It's fantastic here. Beautiful day here at the Hilton today.
You know, it really is. You know, we're in Orlando. That's where the Scuba Radio studios are, and it is a picture-perfect day today. It's a day we should be out on the water diving, but all we get to do is talk about it today, so that'll have to do. But it's nice just the same. We are live on Facebook right now, and you can clearly see the Scuba Radio Sea Monkeys. Look at them. They're big boys. See those guys? See, Himmy hadn't been in here lately. Bubble Boy.
Hey, we can fillet those puppies.
What do you mean you don't see those little things flying around
in
the water?
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
That looks like, a millimeter. My collection of nose goblins.
Yeah, they do kind of look like that. They do.
They do look like that, but they're snot.
Huh. Strange. You know, somebody referred to one of them. They're starting to come up with their own nicknames.
Mucus plug.
There, you know, maybe one of them should be. What are you, hobgoblin? What did you say?
Nose goblin.
Nose goblin. Booty cigar. I don't know. There's a bunch.
Snotsicle.
Okay, so there you go. You know, eventually we're going to have to name our sea monkeys.
They are quite kind of disgusting.
They don't really look.
Is the water supposed to be that dirty?
Well, it's not dirty. It's full of nutrients.
Nostril bats.
That's what I'm going to go with.
Is that how you... Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, you can follow the progress of the Scuba Radio Sea Monkeys on our Facebook Live video today. And, you know, look at their progress while you just stare at me in front of a microphone.
It looks like a gas station toilet.
Mm, really? That nice?
Full of nutrients.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a water cooler in Flint, Michigan.
Okay. Enough out of you. All right, so but we do thank you for joining us. I see you. Let's see on Facebook. Let's see, who is that? Callie. I can't read. Cal from St. Pete's checking in.
Cal, State Fullerton.
Mark is joined. Terry is in there from Canada. Good day. No, that's not right. What
the hell's Australian. Wrong with you?
About
a boot.
Yeah, a boot. Yeah, Terry, she has something to talk about. And Dave is joined over. What? I've been on vacation.
Did you just confuse Australia for Canada?
It's another country.
Ooh,
hello?
There's Ian from Australia.
The bar is very low for this show. Come on. You don't expect, like, accuracy in.
Jesus.
You know, proper dialects and geographic regions and things. We don't do that here on the show.
From the host of the show?
No.
The captain of our trip?
Okay, if you say so. You know, I'm getting older. You know, about to celebrate my 55th birthday here in a couple weeks. So
you were getting older 10 years
ago. I'm allowed a pass or two or three. So anyway, we got that going today. We got a lot of interesting stuff to gab about today, including a big announcement from our friends at NAWA here in just a bit. We're going to check in with Cheryl and from Deep Blue Adventures. She has a fun little story to share with us from the National Association of Underwater Instructors. But we also have a big, big Florida diving news story to share and discuss today as well. And that involves the Goliath grouper, formerly the Jewfish from back in the day. But that's politically incorrect to refer to that animal as a Jewfish. It is now the Goliath grouper. It has been protected now in Florida waters for like 28 years. And the fishermen, if you've listened to the show for the last few weeks, we've been covering this, they're asking the Florida Wildlife Commission to open up the fishery on Goliath grouper. They believe they've rebounded enough and that the fishermen should have access to these animals so they can kill them and make them into trophies on their wall or eat them. I'm not sure what the goal is. But, you know, they're giant groupers is what these fish are. And we've talked about this in the past, that they're very interesting-looking fish. And they're very personable fish when it comes to divers. And they had a big meeting down in South Florida this week, and we're going to check in with a couple people that were there. But long story short, the moratorium to keep them protected is staying in place for now.
Excellent.
Which is good news, but there is definitely a caveat to this process because there were some comments made that makes me believe that they're going to open up this fishery eventually. So it's a unfortunate situation, but you know, if you saw some of the clips, you know, some of the stuff circulated out on Facebook, our buddy Jimmy Abernathy was from Palm Beach, was down there at the commission meeting, and he filmed his speech at the Wildlife Commission and shared it with the world, and it's gotten like thousands of views already. It's pretty good. It's very impassionate speech, but he talked about Wilbur, who is a famous Goliath grouper down in Palm Beach that they take divers out to all the time, and Wilbur kind of follows the divers around, has become very friendly. I mean, and I've told this story before where I've had several grouper just come up and become very like dog-like when it comes to the divers. I mean, grouper in particular, you know, I told this story, actually I think I just mentioned it a couple weeks ago, but you know, I think it was, I can't remember his name, it was in the Turks and Caicos, but they had a name for this Nassau grouper. He was a pretty good-sized grouper. He wasn't a Goliath grouper, but they're part of the same family. And these animals have gotten accustomed to a lot of the divers on some of these sites, and so the dive guides and stuff might, you know, maybe they slipped him a hot dog at some point or something where the grouper started thinking, well, maybe we'll get a free meal, and next thing, you know, just like a dog, training a dog a little bit. And they was like, hey, look, it's Diver Joe. Hey, it's me, Greg the Grouper. Let's play. You know, and they act like dogs. And they come up, and this grouper in particular in the Turks and Caicos would come up. I think it was Oscar, actually. He'd come up, and he'd look in your lens of your dive mask, and like right up to you. And you're like, whoa.
I thought that was Loretta.
It could have been Loretta. I mean, there's a bunch of them. There's Oscar. There's Loretta. There's, I mean, every place you go in the Caribbean, chances are there's a friendly grouper in the area that the dive shops have kind of, learned to interact with, or just he's become curious and accustomed to the divers and very friendly. But he'd swim right up to your mask, and it kind of startle you at first. You think, whoa, he's coming to bite me or something. No, he's just coming in. He's looking at you. And you like, I reached out my hand and I like took my fingers and like tickled his belly a little bit. Like, is he going to let me pet him? I mean, I don't know if I should do this, but let's see what happens. And sure enough, I rub his belly a little bit, and he like turns around like, oh, yeah. Oh, that's right there.
That's a little creepy.
Okay, I didn't say it like that. I didn't say make that noise. We're underwater. All he heard is bubbles. So, but he had that look on his face, like he was like, oh yeah, that's it. That's right. I like it. Like, you know, it wasn't a creepy thing. It was a kind of a cool experience. Like, wow, you know, he's like a dog.
Maybe
like
change dog. Your dialogue up to, hey, buddy, that's a good fish.
Okay, maybe that's what.
Not I, like, oh, yeah.
Well, no, I was speaking for him. That was his voice of what he was doing.
Again, you know.
You don't think he would? No, he'd go, oh, like, oh, that's it right there. Oh, yeah.
I'm enjoying this exchange.
No, that's.
This feels good.
It wouldn't be mechanical like that. No computers. This is a purely natural interaction with marine life.
I know that you are a liar.
No, that is. I'm telling the guys.
You are a liar.
The voice of Grouper by Greg.
Yeah, well. Anyway, you know, when you have those type of experiences, it's amazing what can happen. For me personally, that day forward, I didn't want to eat a grouper. And I really haven't had much grouper ever since because they're so personable in that sense. All right, we got that and a lot more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You are pretty spry for an older fellow.
What do you think, Pilates?
Gonna jump right in and take a real long dive. Post a pic if I come out alive. Take in 2, 3, 4, even 5. Cause I can dive at 55. Let's dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I can dive at 55. We got a couple weeks to go before that happens. But we're going to make that happen in Sabo with our friends at Explore Adventures. It's going to be quite an adventure in itself. May 12th to the 19th. I do believe there's a space or two left. If you want to hop on board at the last minute, give them a call, 1-800-322-3577. All right, so as I mentioned earlier, NAUI has made a major announcement this week, which is kind of cool. National Association of Underwater Instructors. They have definitely been very proactive in the last few months. You know, they're the official training agency of Scuba Radio now, so to speak. And I'm looking to do a crossover myself here eventually. But they're branching into some other sectors right now. We got Cheryl Patterson on from Deep Blue Adventures on Scuba Radio right now. Cheryl, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Greg?
I am swell. But I bet you're doing even better today because you're about to share this news with us, right? You think?
I am, yes.
So what is it? What's going on between you and NAWI?
NAWI has announced this week that they are launching the NAWI Travel Group. It is a full travel service dedicated to NAWI divers. It is going to be anything that they're looking for. So they're scuba diving, their hotels, their liveaboards, but then on top of that, anything that they're looking for to complement those packages. So they have a full access to agents that have been in the industry for many, many years that can take care of everything for them, from airfare, parachute fly or a limo to take the group to the airport the night before, underwater weddings. They need a satellite cell phone rental to check in with dogs there or the kids if they're on a liveaboard in the middle of nowhere. We're going to take care of everything for them. But now NAWI divers can find that under the NAWI brand. And also looking forward very much to kind of bringing NAWI divers together with NAWI destinations and NAWI affiliates and kind of keeping that whole circle together. And we're very, very proud that NAWI has selected us to facilitate those services for them and their divers.
Well, that's excellent, Cheryl. Yeah, I mean, you know, Deep Blue Adventures has been around for many, many years. And I know Cheryl, I've seen her at the dive shows. Terry is an old friend of ours who works in the office there, too. And so it sounds like a pretty good mix. But basically, you know, if you're a NAWI diver, it's kind of nice to go to an agency like this and book your travel and know that they're going to be able to hook you up maybe with a NAWI facility or NAWI sanctioned facility in the location that you want to go to, you know, and they can handle it soup to nuts and all that kind of stuff. And you can kind of stay within your, you know, more familiar program as far as, you know, by having that NAWI brand on the whole thing. But it's not, you know, you guys are open to letting other people do this. You don't have to be exclusively NAWI to take advantage of this. Am I right? Or is that?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the case. So, I mean, what we did as Deep Blue Adventures, we started the business after many years of being in the general travel industry to try and serve divers completely. What we had seen, the whole point in creating the company originally was as a response to serve divers in a way that other areas of the travel industry are served. And we just didn't feel that divers could find that place to call home, to find any destination they were looking for, and take care of everything, as you said, the nuts and bolts from start to finish, and know the diving. I mean, let's face it, a destination, a general travel agent and people online can know the destination topside, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's a great destination underwater,
right?
And of course vice versa. So you need a specialist that can take care of absolutely everything from top to bottom, literally above and below. So that's why we created Deep Blue. We're working with NAWI now as well to bring those services to the NAWI diver, but also we're very much aware that NAWI tries to have a holistic approach to anyone inside the NAWI brand, and they're really building a loyalty there. We're seeing a lot of divers that become NAWI divers love what NAWI are doing, and it's like you said, it's been very, very proactive the last few years, and there's a big response to that. What we're doing with helping NAWI with their travel group is we're taking all those services that we offer at Deep Blue, but we're also very sensitive and have identified those NAWI destinations and those NAWI affiliates. Diver can stay within that brand.
Yeah, what they're familiar with. Exactly. You know, there's kind of a mentality that the NAWI group kind of perpetuates when you go through their program. And I've talked to some of these guys, and they're a little bit more passionate, I've found, than, you know, I'm not knocking any other agency or any other thing. But when you come across NAWI divers, they are very, very passionate about, hey, this is how we were taught. This is how we do it. We're a little bit more thorough in this. We take this a little bit more seriously here and there and that kind of thing. So it is kind of, like you said, a holistic approach to things. And I think it's a good match. And especially, if, you know, for a dive shop, if you're now a NAWI dive facility, now you have some pros like Cheryl to go to that can really help you out in that you know, that position or that part of your business. Because if anybody has traveled more than I, it's Cheryl, Terry, and everybody at Deep Blue. I mean, you guys have been around the planet a few times, and you know, they're my go-to people when I ask, "Hey, where you know, what do you know about this place?" I mean, these guys have been there so many times, it's crazy, and I've heard some crazy stories and great stuff. But that's what you need. You need someone to go to that's been there, done that, so you can learn from their experiences and not make some bonehead mistakes that might ruin your diving. That's what you're there for, right, Cheryl? To use and abuse.
Exactly. Exactly. We know the great dive spots. We know a lot of the great dive resorts and destinations. Who are safe operators? Who's going to give you quality time? And you know what? You ask us, right? We might even be able to tell you where the best drinking spots are. So,
see, they've shared a few of those with me, and I maybe have acted as a.
Have we ever steered you wrong, Greg?
No, never. I was going to say I'm kind of like a part-time consultant with you guys. You know, I've joined them on a few of those outings at some of the dive shows. They're always out there having a good time. They're a fun group for sure. But a great resource. Good work, Cheryl. I'll let you get back to your weekend. But thanks for that. That news and sharing it with the crew, and if they want to take advantage of it, what's the number to call? What could someone do who just wants to take advantage of it, whether they're now or not? Isn't there a special toll-free number they can call?
There is. It is. I'm sorry. Bear with me for just a second. It is so brand new that I'm even.
She's looking.
That number up too. It is 239-864-869-5005. If they want to call locally, if they're calling out of the country, US 813-616-6550.
We'll get it out again here in a minute, too. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Got to thank Cheryl for joining us. Obviously, her phone connection wasn't as best as it's been, but yeah, it happens. But hopefully you could understand most of what she was telling us there in that last segment. By the way, the number, that toll-free number for the new Nowy Travel Group is toll-free 844-869-5005. 5005. So you can call them or email nowytravel@nowy.org and get to Cheryl and the gang at Deep Blue, and they can hook you up for your travel needs, and especially if you want to stay within that Nowy family. Now you have a go-to crew, which is kind of nice. All right, look, I see Jerry the diver guy has joined us, or it says here, Jerry the late diver guy. Jerry, are you there, buddy? Come in. No?
What's going on, everybody?
There he is. All right. Well, you're just a little late today, but you're here. That's good to hear. What do you had to do?
I'm here.
Last minute run to...
Working, buddy.
Working.
Last minute run.
Mountains of Virginia.
Classes,
yeah, you've been teaching, you know. Haven't you? Isn't that right?
Oh, just a little bit.
Just a
little bit.
All right. I don't think he's teaching today.
I'm trying to kick the season off.
Yeah. All right, have you, it sounds
I
like...
I was teaching.
He sounds a little slower today, doesn't he, CJ?
He does.
What's going on there? Have you been sipping on the spring water? Is that what made you late?
Let me get another drink here.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Let me get another drink.
Yeah. Man. All right, well, it is Scuba Radio happy hour, and you're not diving now, so I guess that's okay.
Pushers!
That is the rum. Actually, Barry the Boater... was nice enough to bring up a bottle of Pusser's rum.
We're sampling it. We're making
Pusser's
sure.
Rum. You still have that?
Yeah. Pusser's.
Is it Pusser's or Pusser's?
Pusser's.
Pusser's. Oh. You're saying it wrong.
Just drink
CJ.
It up. You'll say whatever you want in a little while.
Pusser's.
No, that's not right. It's Pusser's.
Hold on. Let me try this again.
Pusser's when you.
Pusser's. See, I can't even do it right now.
Hey, Barry, you're not going to believe this, but the rum you gave me.
Evaporated.
Oh my gosh. It's magic.
Pussers.
Pussers. It's pussers. That's okay.
Pussers.
We'll talk about some diving and some other stuff. Pussers, I guess.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Second floor, hardware, children's wear, ladies' lingerie. Oh, good morning, Mr. Tyler. Going down.
Yes, it's a nice way to go if you can do it. But we're not diving. We're just talking about it today. We got to dive into the Goliath grouper here in Florida. Big Florida Wildlife Commission meeting happened this week on the fate of the Goliath grouper and fishermen that want to go catch them and kill them and eat them, I guess. Even though I hear they're full of mercury. So yeah, I'm not sure.
Are they any good? I don't think they'd be full of mercury. They're in saltwater, not fresh.
No, that's
but
not.
Are they any good because they're so old?
No, they are full of mercury. That's what I've heard. And just like, you know, there's, what is it, marlin? There's another fish.
Right. Wait, you're
doesn't
right.
Doesn't have to be fresh water.
Just like Greg's full of malarkey.
Swordfish.
Hey! Swordfish. Yeah, exactly. But we're going to talk to a couple people that were watching that meeting here in just a bit. But first, I got to throw a story out to the peanut gallery here today that it crossed my radar. I've kind of tried to dig deep enough to think that this isn't... a hoax. This isn't, I've snoped it. Or is that how you say it there, Bubble Boy?
Yes.
And it hasn't popped up on Snopes.
Giant clam story, is it?
Well, it's similar. It is similar. It's a giant octopus story. Now, this just popped up on my radar.
Pussers.
It's pussers, Rom.
Is that a nine octopus?
Yeah, it's a
20,000 leagues under the sea.
It sounds like it. Scientists suspect the existence of a giant octopus around the Bahamas, and I have not heard about this.
Uh-oh. Like, and, define giant.
Yeah. Octopapa.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Walt DeMartini, he cruises the Bahamas quite a bit, familiar with the geography and a lot of the islands. But it's Dean's Blue Hole. Have you ever heard of that location, Walt? What do you think, Dean's?
A lot of blue holes off Andros, but I'm not familiar with Dean's.
Yeah, it says Dean's Blue Hole, not to be confused with the Great Blue Hole off of Andros. I believe that's off of Andros, that one.
Right. There's one on the east side, and then there's Uncle Charlie's Blue Hole right inland in Andros. There's a bunch of blue holes in
Andros. Well, it says Dean's Hole is located in the Bay West of the town of Clarencetown, Bahamas. You know where Clarencetown is? Does that sound familiar? Or is
it does. I'm just trying to think. I've heard of it. I believe it's down near Fresh Creek.
Okay.
But I'm not positive.
One of the crew, you guys get on your Googles. Get on your Googles and your computers and figure out where it is, because I'm not familiar with this spot in the Bahamas. But anyway, it has a depth of like 200 meters, so that's like 600 feet deep, blue hole. And it's a very popular place for bathing tourists and divers, supposedly, but I haven't heard about it. That's why at first when I saw this story, I thought, this is one of those hoses.
It's a local secret.
Well, it might be. It might be. But now they're saying that there is a monster octopus possibly lurking around the caves connected to this blue hole. And there have been some...
You know who his friend is?
Loch Ness Monster.
Old Ironside.
All right, Clarencetown is a town in the Bahamas. It is located on Long Island.
On Long Island, okay.
It has a population of 86.
That's way
down.
That's way north. That's up in New York.
No, that is wrong, CJ.
Pussies! Pussies!
Locals have long told stories about this monster octopus and named it Luca. Or Luska. I'm not sure.
It lives on the second floor.
No.
Oh, Luska.
Lushka.
Oh, and there's, you said Dean's Blue Hole, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it lists as number one of two things you can do in Clarencetown.
What is go swim in the Blue Hole, get eaten by a giant
octopus? The other one is make babies.
It says Dean's Blue Hole and Long Island. Those are the two things you could do there.
Oh, yeah. That's wrong.
Well, Long Island is in the Exumas.
Okay, there you go. So Lushka is described as something that has a lot of sharp teeth and long, powerful tentacles like an octopus, or like the octopus, and could reach up to 60 meters long. That's what some of these reports.
This sounds more like a giant squid.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. I think, it could be a hybrid
squid.
Big
difference between octopus and giant squid.
Well, why? What do you think? What?
Giant squid are very aggressive. They've been known to... There was a photographer down in the Sea of Cortez, Alex Kirstich, who got almost drowned and attacked by giant squid.
Well, was that one of those Humboldt squids?
Yes, the Humboldt squid, where I've dove with the giant Pacific squid up in Washington and things, and they're not aggressive at all. They'll pull your mask off your face if you're trying to take them to the surface to get tagged.
Yeah.
But they're not aggressive at all. With the Humboldt squid will attack you and try and eat you. They have big, huge parrot-like beaks.
Well, we've had those stories before. I guess they're still doing it off the West Coast, down there in Mexico or something, where they'll put you in these Kevlar, wetsuit, dry suit, hybrid type things. And
twice a year they migrate to the surface down the Sea of Cortez from the deep water. Yeah,
and they hang you from a wire. And you go watch, dive amongst
the Humboldt. Squid bait?
You basically are. You're a human lure. And then the Humboldt come and try to attack you, but you're made out of Kevlar, so you're like superhuman diver.
Didn't I try to do that, dragging you behind my boat?
Yeah, you tried, but we didn't encounter any Humboldts.
Yeah, I did feel like bait bouncing around back there.
But they do that. I've heard of this, and supposedly, I guess they're still doing it. But anyway, a giant one may be lurking around this Blue Hole in the Bahamas, and they have supposedly had some people come out there and check it out. They haven't found anything, but they've mentioned the show River Monsters. The guy from that show went down there to try to find this thing. He couldn't find it, but he said it's possible. And then, Destination Truth. I'm not sure about this show. They were filming a story about the creature, and their sonar showed a presence in the water of a very large animal crawling on a cave wall. So it's been one of those, like, Loch Ness Monster-type shows, and they've found some potential evidence, but nobody has gotten a picture of this animal. They've just, anecdotal experiences and stuff like this. But I'm like, this obviously has been going on for a while, but I haven't heard squat about it. So this is news to me.
Do the locals tell stories of boats disappearing?
Yeah, well, they
virgins being taken from the shore.
Well, there's a story. It says here of a diver who was he claimed to have seen some nurse sharks were captured in the water by a tentacle the width of a telephone pole. So he saw this happen in front of him. And they were taken into an underwater cave, and they're like, whoa, I think I'm getting out of here.
Three bars on this little island.
Three bars.
Are you sure he didn't visit one of those bars before he went down looking for this
tentacle? No. That fishermen, what they do when they have those stories, they do that after they're done fishing and diving. Then they go to the bar and share their fish tale with friends.
Greg, this is a job for John Chatterton.
You think so?
We need to get him down there
to figure out
what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, is that because he would be good at doing this, or he's an easy sacrifice?
First of
sacrifice?
All, he's fearless.
Okay, true. You'd have to be that.
And I think he could survive it.
Mm. CJ, could we attach Greg to that line and drop him down there and see if it'll get him?
No, we'll send John.
Squid bait.
No. Because
dive master bait.
Greg is so nice and bright.
See, I'm not expendable. You got to take someone from the crew that, like, look, if the octopus or squid takes them, the show will go on. So it can't be me. I'm out. I'm just being fair because...
I'm both Casey.
Okay, Casey.
I'll go. Front me a plane ticket and a hotel. I'm on my way.
Well, wait a minute. Then where are we going to get our cigars?
True. Wait. See, Casey, we can't do that. We can't sacrifice him.
No, see, he has to fix the wheel up, Pass.
Oh.
Okay. He has to fix
Greg. Store.
Hey, if I find it, I'll call Eric. We can write a book, and then we'll just open a cigar bar there on the island.
Well, okay. You know, if you kind of piggyback a few different elements, you could make this work. But, you know, I don't know what to think about this. Would you guys actually want to go out of your way to a place like this and see if you could actually find Luska?
No, because Luca? The last experience I had in one of those so-called blue holes was more like a brown hole.
Uh-huh.
In Andros.
That's true.
It was
they are not very appealing.
Not good.
Swimming
last time
hole
we dove that squiggly wiggly tried to slip me a rope.
We are not talking about when you tank hung.
What?
Or hung the tank after we were all drinking that time.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't either. Yeah.
That blue hole he was hanging over? Never mind. You're all just ridiculous.
Yeah.
You aren't getting it.
Save that, Greg.
Okay.
Hey, Greg?
Pussies.
Yes, Walt.
Maybe you can get your buddy Manny Pig to go down there.
Manny, yes. You know, he's like an underwater Tarzan. Yeah, this does sound like a job for Manny. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here comes old Greg. He's a scaly manfish.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
What you doing in my waters?
The show is a disaster.
I got something to show you.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
Hi there.
Master. Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master.
Oh. I'm old Greg. Pleased to meet you.
I'm Nart. Hello, fishies.
Yeah, you know, that's probably how I'd be if I was at the bottom of this blue hole, Dean's Hole in the Bahamas, and I encountered a giant squid, because I'd be narked. It's like 300 feet deep. I couldn't go that deep, but, you know.
You're not Neil Watson.
That's true. I'm not. I just talked to Neil, and I asked him about this. I said, have you heard about Luca or Luska, the giant octopus? you know, at Dean's Hole in the Bahamas that is stalking this area and could be some kind of mythical monster that actually is real. And he had never heard of it. Neil, like, knows the Bahamas like the back of his hand. But he pointed out, he goes, well, then that area, you know, Greg, that's a very popular drug hotspot back in the day. And so, you know, drugs, booze, you know, a combination of those could possibly lend itself to a story like this, is what he was saying. He says, you know, you go to the local bars on the island, there's a very good chance after a few drinks, and we've seen this, where when we visited Andros back in the day, the mythical chickchorney.
Yeah. I thought the octopus fed on chickchorneys.
That's very possible. But the chickchorney is this little bird-like creature, kind of like a Bahamian version of the skype. Or snipe, I mean, not skype. The snipe.
It looks like an owl.
Pussers!
The skype.
Pussers.
So, yeah, this...
It's just ridiculous.
No, it's not. It's the truth. I mean, the chickchorney is this, like, owl-like creature that would run around. He wouldn't fly so much.
But I've seen him.
At night, they'd have these beady red eyes. You know, like if you're walking home from the bar at night in the Bahamas in Andros, they could be along, you know, the line, and you'd see their little red eyes looking at you.
The last time, not the first time, but the last time I was in Andros, I did see one.
You saw a chickchorney.
I swear to God. It was at the top of a coconut palm.
Well, they would have a tendency to, you know, bounce around in the trees like that. So it's like a bird-like creature. You know, like I said, it's kind of like the snipe, you know.
I felt like we were sort of communicating telepathically without words.
Well, they have some kind of like troll-like mythical vibe to them. And, you know, I don't know if you encounter one and you get three witches.
Do you know what he said to me?
What did he say?
He said, what are you doing? Huh. And I said, well, I'm just out, you know.
Diving.
No, I was.
Was.
Relieving myself outdoors, as I sometimes do.
Well, that's not really
environmental. On the way back from the bar, and he said, well, I'm cool with that, but do you have any fish that I could eat?
So he spoke English. He have a Bahamian.
No, it was, like I said, it was telepath. It was like thoughts. He was transmitting his thoughts into my brain. And I said, no, I don't have any fish. And I best I have is I might have like a half a beef jerky if you want that. And he goes, no, I'm cool. Huh. And then he flew off.
Well, I'm not sure if they can fly. I think they were like they're like penguins.
Well, maybe he fell.
He jumped. I don't remember.
He just sprung off there, and I didn't see where he went because it was dark.
No, I would imagine as many times as Captain Walt has been over.
Jimmy,
to
you
the
were
bottom.
With me. You didn't see him.
Yeah,
you remember
he triple shade his way.
CJ.
Yeah.
CJ, was you drinking absinthe?
No, I don't like that stuff.
No, you wouldn't drink that in the Bahamas.
Back then,
that's a New Orleans drink.
That's right.
Yeah, but it makes you see things.
Yeah, but so does pussy.
Absinthe, the good absinthe makes you see things.
You know what they say, absinthe makes the heart grow fonder.
Ah, I've heard of this. But Captain Walt, you've been to the Bahamas. Yeah, have you seen a chickchorney? I mean, I know the story of the chickchorney. You've seen those before probably, haven't you? Walt?
He's left you, Greg.
Oh.
Don't you get those on a food cart?
No, I'm back. Okay. It's the three-fingered kind of owl head body, and they live under where the two trees grow together. And they used to have them down in Andros when we used to go to Andros years ago.
That's what I'm saying. So I've heard of those.
We got Bigfoot up here. That's brilliant.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if they had chickchorneys, maybe a giant octopus is not that out of the...
It really sounds more like something I just got from the taco stand on the corner.
He's crazy.
That would be a chimichanga
right next to the island.
You can more cigars.
You could dive it off the beach.
You could dive what? The blue hole off the beach?
Yeah, I'm looking at a photo of it. It's beautiful. It's right off the beach. You can dive it right off the beach here.
The giant octopus has, you know, he doesn't live in the blue hole. He obviously is out in the ocean and he comes into the blue hole and hangs. Yanks down a swimmer or two, maybe every now and then,
it's pretty shallow around the edges of it. So
down the dinghies.
Yeah. So Barry, you're down for this? I think you're up for a visit over there to go find this.
Only if you come with me.
Yeah.
And I get to tie you up for bait.
So he wants to use me as a human shield once again. I'm indispensable when it comes to the show here. So,
well, I didn't say you're going to be eaten by it, but we'll wrap you up in that bulletproof material and dump you down.
It all comes down to who swims the fastest.
Well, it does, but once again, you know, there's a hierarchy.
He could still be crushed within the suit.
Potentially, you could break bones, but it wouldn't break your. Yeah.
We could put a big red bobber on him so he won't go down too deep.
Luska. L-U-C-C-K.
What happens when they flush the blue hole?
I don't know. Do they flush it, or that just happens with the tides, doesn't it? I mean, that's when
how deep do you go? How deep is the bottom?
It's 600 feet deep, they said. So, I don't know. The story of Luca or Luska.
It's Luska.
Even though it's L-U-C-C-A, and he's called the Bahamas. We're going to have to explore this. These river monsters or blue hole monsters. I love these stories. All right, look, we're going to get on the Goliath grouper. Talk about that. Shark fishing from shore in Florida. And much, much more in hour two. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Push it!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.